This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC sports fans. Franco here with Hobbo, and Chris Sill is back in the house.
Can't everybody's here.
And we got Brian here, new board op, is in charge.
And doing a terrific job.
He is doing a darn good job.
But How about them Who's? Another terrific week. Let me back up here. You know, Hobbo does admit his mistakes. And last week on the show, I said that Carolina would beat State at home. Didn't happen. I said Notre Dame would beat Syracuse at home. Didn't happen. I also did not expect Virginia to beat Wake Forest by 36 points on the road either. And then the other thing that makes college basketball and college athletes unpredictable, I probably, had I been asked, would have told you that NC State would go to Boston College and beat the Eagles. That didn't happen either. So it was a wild and wacky week in the ACC. But the one consistent, the Wahoos. Two W's.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Paul Woody is an interesting guy, and I've known Paul off and on for a couple of decades, and I have not seen him at the grocery store or anything lately, but I did like this article from the other day following the victory over Tech where he said the Cavaliers remain unflappable. And it's interesting, you know, he said unsinkable, imperturbable. I don't think that's a word. To me, it's very interesting that finally, after this very long season, and the Cavaliers are sitting at 27-1 and a robust 15-1 in conference, it's almost like it's dawning on them that maybe this team has, you know, some serious resolve, serious talent, has all the tools you need to go to the Final Four, and probably is the only team in the country that could defend Kentucky down to the wire, and I think in a best 2 out of 3 falls with no TV time limit.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Texas chain deathmatch. I think the Wahoos could take down the Wildcats.
The orientation at the moment is attacking the Syracuse 2-3 zone in about an hour. You know, so it'd be nice to take care of business. And this is a big game. As I Frank and I talked on the phone before the show, and I've talked to a couple of people, I think that tonight, or winning one more game, if not both games, is a big deal because it would mean Virginia would have back-to-back outright ACC championship seasons, which has only been done once by any team other than Duke or North Carolina.
That was NC State.
NC State back in the David Thompson era, 73-74. So, I mean, you're doing something that's almost unprecedented, and it's a tribute to Tony and the team. And the one thing about the Wake Forest game, it demonstrated that Virginia is a basketball team. You know, without London Perantes, without Justin Anderson, to go into a building that they hadn't won in 15 years and dominate. But at any rate, we got Steve Castellan on the phone, our first guest.
Well, you know, I have fond memories of watching Steve Castellan play with Billy Langlow, Wally Walker, Bobby Stokes. Throw me some other names. Was Kesters on that team?
Dave Kesters would have been there. Our friend Mark Newland was on the team back in those days.
Mark Averone.
He and Steve got into it almost every day in practice. You know,
so. I think Tom Baker had to go out there and separate him a few times, didn't he?
Yeah, Steve, an engineer, a fine Virginia student athlete, was on the team from 76-79. Steve, do we got you on the line here?
Yes, you do, Jim. Good to see you.
Well,
good to hear you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Talk a little bit about the I-Man. You and Mark Averone had some real battles. You know, you should have saved that for the North Carolina and NC State guys.
Well, but, you know, when you do things like that in a game, sometimes you get thrown out. Mark was always a very aggressive player physically, and you saw that throughout his career, not only in college but in the pros. And willing to do things that not everybody was wanted to do because it was hard, and you had to play physically, and he certainly didn't let up at all in practice, and that was part of the challenge for us, and really for any team, is to keep pushing people during practice to make sure that you're not just taking it easy from game to game.
Yeah, before we talk a little bit about the current team, but people forget, Coach Holland, Coach Bennett is known as a defensive coach, but Terry Holland played a pretty rugged defense himself during his tenure as a Virginia coach.
No question. And what I remember most, the rules were different. There wasn't a three-pointer, there wasn't a shot clock, but we played man-to-man. I think the first time I remember playing a zone was about halfway through my second year down at NC State, and the only reason we did it is because we were down about 7 or 8 players due to injury. But throughout the first year, I don't remember at all ever playing anything other than man-to-man. And you sat down in the half court and you just grounded out. And, when going through the lane, you took your life in your hands. You didn't make it easy. And that's what people kind of remember about that time. But as we got into the second year and then third and fourth, it got a little bit more, spread the wings a little bit in terms of what varieties of defense we were playing. But again, Coach Hall was known for as a defensive coach, to be sure.
Well, one thing's for certain, Steve, and this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. Steve, you had an excellent game that offensively that kept improving every year that you were at Virginia. I bet you it had to warm your heart a little bit to watch Darian Atkins have his best offensive game ever as a Cavalier. What do you have, 16 points and about 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 block shots, 2 steals? I know that had to be something that made you smile when you were watching them take down Virginia Tech this weekend.
Absolutely, it was good to see him. And unfortunately, I only catch the last few minutes, but he had a couple of those couple dunks at the very end, and I, along with Coach Bennett, was very unhappy to see the call the way they did. But fortunately, it didn't take away the basket. But it's always good to see the big guys doing that, and particularly somebody who's played a role, hasn't always been a starter, but has played a very important role for the team. And, he's coming to the end of his career, but to go out on that kind of a note, it just makes you feel good.
Yeah, the other interior player that has been really terrific starting midway through last year and throughout this year is Anthony Gill. Talk a little bit about his low post skills and his ability to get to the basket and score.
He has advanced. The thing I remember initially was his ability to get offensive rebounds and be in the right place and go back up strong. But now he's stepping out a little bit, still about 12, 14 feet on the wings. And he can do things. He can either stick it in or make a move and back people down. As you probably remember, backing in was never one of my strong suits. I was more comfortable facing the basket, whether at the foul line or in the corners. But he's been a force to be reckoned with. And the thing I like recently is they're going strong to the basket. They're not settling just for the soft jumper, but they're really taking it at people and making them commit to either foul or block or do something, but really making them do something on defense to stop them.
Yeah, in about 45 minutes, we play Syracuse. 2-3 zone, speaking of zone defense, how do you think Virginia will attack that zone up there at the Carrier Dome tonight?
Well, I think they're going to have some choices. Hopefully the shooting is going to be on target, particularly at the three-point line. But I noticed, again, some of the other zones they played, they do a pretty good job of getting that crease right around the top of the key on the elbow of the lane, and doing a high low where they get it in and the guy coming in from the baseline to get some two-man action down in there. I think they'll be okay, but obviously Syracuse has got a reasonably strong team, and they're known for their zone defense more than anything else. But I think Virginia's patience is going to pay off for them. They'll get some good open looks. They just got to make sure that we're hitting at a reasonable percentage tonight.
Steve, when you look at the way the season has gone this year in the broadly expanded ACC, which Yuri Barnes was having fun last week talking about, geographically how broad the ACC has become now, with South Bend, Indiana being far west, and you've got Syracuse way up there in the northeast, and everything stretches down there all the way to Miami. Looking at the expanded ACC and what's happened there, don't you think it's even more remarkable that Virginia has put together a 15-1 ACC season this year?
It has, and you look at the number of teams, not only geographically spread, but you know, you've got teams that were in the Big East or some of the other conferences. You know, how many teams have been in the top 20 or 25 pretty much most of the season. So it's not like you've got one or two, and then once you get beyond that, you're playing lesser teams. And then when Justin Anderson went down, I guess a month or so ago, I'm thinking, okay, you know, he's a pretty important player. But the system, other guys were able to step in, and Justin's load was spread around a couple different people. It's been amazing to me to see them continue to chug along, and the defense is always the foundation, and they've found ways to win games, sometimes close, you know, or sometimes like in Winston-Salem last week, not so close. But they just keep going. The defense is the bedrock, and everything springs from that.
Yeah, I liked that Winston-Salem game. I was much more relaxed than I've been for a few weeks. With that nice cushion, I could sit back and enjoy the game. But you're right. I mean, Virginia, they seem to be able, guys will step up. They make plays. They make shots, get a defensive stop. Somehow they managed to figure out a way to win the game, and you know, a lot of that. You got, I know you're a big guy. I was a swing guy, but got to give a lot of credit to the guards, London and Malcolm Brogdon. They've been terrific all year long.
They have. And the other thing that I've noticed, and you saw it a little bit last year, whether in the game or within a single 35-second clock, these guys don't panic. They don't look like they're getting rushed. And there have been occasions where the clock ran out on them. But whether it's late in the game when they're down a couple baskets or you know, getting below 10 seconds on the shot clock, they keep working. And they just don't seem to lose control, lose composure. They've got some confidence that's you know built on now 2 years of very good success. It's just a joy to watch.
Well, it really is amazing. You know, you look at 16-2 last year in the ACC and now 15-1 so far. What's that, 31-3 by my math? Just almost mind-boggling, given the level of the competition and the challenge. And thus far this year, they've been terrific on the road, so hopefully that'll continue tonight. Steve, we got a break to go to. Can you hang with us through the break, and we'll come back and maybe finish up with a question or two on the other side, if that's okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're visiting with former Wahoo Steve Castellan. He'll be back after these messages. We hope you will as well.
So listen.